Let's shift to a story that's generating significant technical discussion, an in-depth analysis of why Linear, the project management tool, feels so remarkably fast compared to alternatives like Jira or Asana. This isn't just about subjective user experience. The author provides a detailed technical breakdown of the architectural decisions that create that speed.
Linear has become something of a legend in the software development world for its performance, and this analysis reveals why. They're using sophisticated techniques like optimistic updates, aggressive caching strategies, and what the author calls perception engineering, making the interface feel faster even when operations are still processing in the background.
The technical implementation is impressive. Linear preloads data aggressively, uses WebSockets for real-time updates, and implements client-side state management that allows the interface to respond immediately to user actions. When you click to assign a task, the UI updates instantly while the server request happens asynchronously in the background.
From a business perspective, this demonstrates how technical excellence can become a competitive moat. Linear isn't necessarily offering fundamentally different features from Jira, but their superior performance has made them the preferred choice for many development teams. Speed becomes a product differentiator that's difficult for competitors to replicate without significant architectural changes.
What's particularly interesting is their approach to data synchronization. Instead of traditional request-response patterns, they maintain persistent connections and push updates to clients in real time. This creates an experience that feels more like a native application than a web interface, which is increasingly what users expect from modern software tools.
The performance analysis also reveals some broader trends in web development. Traditional approaches that work fine for content websites often break down when building complex interactive applications. Linear's success comes from treating their web app more like a distributed system with sophisticated state management.
There's also a fascinating connection to another trending story about GCC's unidirectional rotation algorithm. This involves low-level compiler optimizations that most developers never think about. But these optimizations accumulate to create the performance foundations that enable tools like Linear to feel so responsive.
The GCC story is a perfect example of how improvements at the systems level ripple up through the entire software stack. Better compiler optimizations mean more efficient code execution, which means applications can do more work with the same hardware resources, which ultimately contributes to better user experiences.
It's worth noting that Linear's performance advantages aren't just about raw speed, they're about predictable, consistent performance. Users can develop muscle memory because the interface always responds in the same time frame. That psychological aspect of performance is often more important than absolute speed measurements.
This connects to broader questions about software quality that the Hacker News community frequently discusses. In an era where AI tools can generate functional code quickly, the ability to create truly excellent software, code that's not just correct, but performant, maintainable, and delightful to use, becomes increasingly valuable.
The Linear analysis also highlights the importance of measurement and monitoring. They don't just build fast software. They continuously measure performance from the user's perspective and optimize based on real-world usage patterns. That feedback loop between implementation and measurement is crucial for achieving this level of performance.
There's an interesting parallel to the International Obfuscated C Code Contest winners that were also announced today. While those contest entries deliberately make code difficult to understand, they often demonstrate extraordinary technical creativity and efficiency within severe constraints. Both represent forms of technical artistry that go beyond basic functionality.
The IOCCC winners are always fascinating because they push the boundaries of what's possible within the C language specification. Some of this year's entries include programs that generate their own source code, create visual art through clever character arrangements, or implement complex algorithms in impossibly compact formats. It's programming as performance art.